What's the good of listening to Rumi to me? Listening to that words will give me a new chance. I get another chance. That's what it is. We do not copy it because we'll not be the same. But remembering that saying will give you another chance of better thinking. Yes.
Then they all fell down and slept. But the hungry one was awake like the shepherd in the flock. He saw a frightful elephant approaching. First she came and ran towards him who was keeping guard. She smelt his mouth thrice. No disagreeable smell came from it. She paced round him several times and went off. The huge queen elephant did him no hurt.
So remember, the first one that the elephant will check, is that a good fellow? No, who's keeping the watch? Why? He's not looking for bad guys. He's looking for good guys. And he will know who the best one is. So we'll go around him, yes, and smell, check everything, nothing is bad, okay, we'll leave him alone. Then, yes.
She smelt the lips of every sleeper, and the smell was coming to her from each of those slumbering men.
Okay, do you have any question here? Somebody should have a question here, because this six-year-old boy is nagging about it. He's a nagger, and you should learn his nags. This is another technique. When you're listening to something, that six-year-old boy should be always there, listening carefully, not buying the nonsenses, to really understand what's going on, and questioning. What the question of that boy is, when I'm telling a story to a boy, a clever boy will ask, why it happened like that? When I say that one night a wolf came at the door of these little lambs, why the night? Do you know where this question is? Do you remember I said first question is, what is this? So you read it, you know what the story is. Second was, say, you see, what was the fellow thinking who made this story for me? Then deeper than that was, what is he thinking that making up this story? That's the question I should have if I understand the story of a storyteller. So I should think, what happens like this? Here I noticed something, the six-year-old boy there, that sometimes the people are sleeping. Why? Because these fellows could have been sitting around having coffee, tea, playing backgammon, and the elephant come. No, they sleep. Why? One could ask, no. This is what I expect that you will ask everything here. Why is like this? Why is like that? Let's see what the sleeping had to do something with this. Do you remember the first time we talked about the sleeping? Right at the beginning, our prince should sleep. Then we come and say, remember, this reality is just a part of it. You have the universe of dream, then imagination, then non-existence. Remember? We talked like that. Then when? There is a famous wake-up call I remember. Anybody remembers? Somebody was sleeping and some sound woke him up, looked around, couldn't find Satan. But Satan waked him up, right? Then so on and so on. In your mind, you could find this connected and know why you're sleeping. Because what is the intelligence doing? After you eat the baby of the elephant, you sleep. Finished. There are two kinds of sleep. One is the sleep of Omar under the tree, is the sleep of our prince. The other one is not being here, not being present, being an absentee. That's what the sleeping is. And these fellow, they are absentees. Because if they were awake, one of them should do or could do something, could ask something, could bring in something. It's not like that. Means in here, if you do something bad, there is no place for arguing about it. When you did it, you did it. So they are sleeping, and the elephant will not wake them up. We'll go around and sneak and punish them right away. Yes.
He had eaten of the roasted flesh of the young elephant. The elephant quickly tore him to pieces and killed him. At once she set about rending the people of that company one by one, and she had no awe of it. She tossed each one in the air recklessly, so that he dashed on the earth and was cloven asunder. O drinker of the people's blood, be gone from the way.
Oh, wait a minute, suddenly what happened? Suddenly the elephant was killing that good, spectacular picture, cut, came back, you know what I say? Oh, you. Means, do not think, when I said these were bad people and elephant killed them, wait a minute, I'm talking about you. This weakness is in all of us. You have drunk the blood of these baby elephants and you think you could get away with it? Suddenly Rumi is here and a little bit angry to you.
O drinker of the people's blood, be gone from the way, lest their blood wage war against thee. Know for sure that their property is their blood, because property comes into one's hands by strength.
Means what? Means when I said the drinker of the blood of the elephant, I didn't mean literally drinking the blood. This is to grabbing something, getting away something that belongs to them. Let's say I'm in somewhere and I pretend that, there is this poem that I wrote, then I read someone else's poem. What will happen? Of course, everybody says, wow, we found the poet. What if a poet is there? Or would arrive, then suddenly everything is like that. So you should be careful of what you grab here in this path we are walking on. Yes?
The mother of those young elephants will exact vengeance, slays in retribution that eats the young elephant. O eater of bribes, thou eatest the young elephant. From thee too, the master of the elephant will wring the breath.
What is this smell all about, suddenly? Do you remember the smell? That Muhammad said, I smell something in that another city? This is what that smell I mean. I don't mean physical smell. Physical blood was not it. All the properties, belongings and all that stuff. And when it comes to smell, let me explain it to you. Smell is a very sharp informer. Will inform you from something that you are far, far further away. For seeing, you need to get closer, for hearing much closer, for touching very close. Far away, the information goes. This is what the smell is. And in Persian language, they use it for another meaning. When they want to say, you know zilch about this, they will say, you haven't smelled anything about it. You don't have even a smell of it. So that's what the smell is, right? Here, he talks about that, the smell, to say that there is this odor that it's all over around. So in this path, when you cheat, suddenly it's open for everyone to notice. Yes.
The smell put to shame the deviser of fraud. The elephant knows the smell of her child. He that perceives the smell of God from human, how should not he perceive the smell of falsehood from me? Inasmuch as Mustafa smelt from far away, how should not he smell the odor from our mouths? He does smell it, but he conceals from us the good and bad smells go up to heaven.
This is the point. When I say they smell it, sometimes I say, if they smell it, how come that they do not react? I will say, because this is not what they do. They will give you more chances. But do not think that if you're given some more chances, you cheated them. Because, yes.
Thou art sleeping, and the smell of that unlawful deed is beating on the azure sky.
When I'm talking about the smell, I'm not talking about that smell that he will smell you, then he knows. This smell is something that you're that sleepy fellow, and the smell of this haram, this forbidden stuff, goes to the sky, will cover everywhere. Yes.
It accompanies thy foul breaths. It ascends to the smellers in the celestial sphere. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not talking about a personal stuff that it will hurt you. When you do something bad, you will rot everything. Because when we talk about purity, purity is this. You cannot say, okay, some of impurity is out. It's not pure. Purity means to defy everything. And here, we don't believe in hiding something. You cannot hide something. So if your thoughts are bad, it will smell and it will go everywhere. This smell I'm talking about is the smell of?
The smell of pride, and the smell of greed, and the smell of concupiscence. Thank you. Will become, in speaking, like the smell of onions.
So he said, listen, the smell means like that. When you talk, it's like an onion. If you have eaten onion, smell comes out. As simple as that, right? So, the arrogance, the greed, and all this stuff will show. Like a smell will come out, yes.
If thou take oath saying, when have I eaten them? I have abstained from onions and garlic.
It's not all, it's swear. If you swear,